morning, boys and girls. Thanks for joining us for another day of education adventure here at Dudley Junction Junior High. I've been informed by the cafeteria staff that pizza pockets will be on the menu. Oh, and there will be a bit of whimsy this afternoon, as once again we'll be working with the elementary school to make this year's Penny Carnival a rousing success. Yes, I detect your enthusiasm and applaud your willingness. Very nice, yes. Well, the library will be holding their monthly sale starting Monday with a buy one, get two free sale on well-loved plastics. Plastics? I don't know what plastics are. Well, I'm certain you all want to get to the journey of learning, so let me leave you with this thought from guitar legend B.B. King. The beautiful thing about learning is no one can take it away from you. So today, be sure to take some learning with you. Well, this is Mr. Donovan from the Dudley Junction Junior High Broadcasting Booth, reminding you that learning is an investment that always pays interest. Yeah, Ben Franklin said that, you know.
Hey, Dex, what are you doing after school?
Dunno, Mason. Maybe fishing. Wanna come?
I'd love to. But I've got a project for Miss Porter due tomorrow. I'd probably better get that done. Oh, and then there's the Penny Carnival.
Okay, if everyone is done talking, maybe we can get to today's adventure in learning.
Welcome to the first episode of Misfits Audio Presentation of Dudley Junction, a history engaged. Dudley Junction is a small town that had great aspirations by naming themselves after a railroad term, hoping the railroad would choose their little town as part of its new route more than 100 years ago. The proposed route was changed more than once, and Dudley Junction struggled mightily after the line was placed 7 miles to the north near Bingham. Still, the families that called this place home paid attention to things like parks, a small town museum, and the old theater that is now used for stage performances. You've already met Dex and Mason, but you'll soon meet Bailey. Welcome to the adventure.
So, the fighting in the Revolutionary War ended in October 1781 in Yorktown, Virginia. This was made possible when George Washington forced General Cornwallis to surrender. However, and this is the important part, the Revolutionary War didn't officially end until the Treaty of Paris, which wouldn't be signed until September 3rd, 1783.
Don't forget your test tomorrow over what we covered today.
I'd rather have a splinter in my nose than study for a test about a place I've never been.
I know what you mean. Does it really matter if we know anything about Governor's Island?
I know, right? I mean, who's ever heard of that place anyway? It's not like the Grand Canyon or some place like that.
I don't know. How can I be sure? I think it's ready, but are these three the right choice? There's a conundrum for you, an enigma of the most resilient sort. Oh, you would think the decision would be easier than this. I wish I knew.
What's wrong with him, Dex?
I don't know, Bailey.
It's clear they meet the criteria. They seem to hate history and are willing to flunk a test simply because, well, they don't see the value in learning the details of an historical event.
Should we find Principal Skelton?
No need. You see, I have his permission, and you, my three history maligners, will be my test subjects. Ah! How would you like to ace the Revolutionary War test?
That would make my week.
You would be my hero.
Yeah, but who are you?
Ah, yes, I rarely come up from my basement lair. The name is Mr. Josiah Donovan. And if you would meet me during the final hour of school today, you can gain the motivation to pass the history test.
But that's during P.E.
Yes, well, I think you'll have plenty of exercise if you agree to my terms. And I've already cleared the class with Coach Oliver.
Wait, are you the guy that makes those lame announcements in the morning?
Guilty as charged, although I believe some announcements I make are quite interesting.
Why don't you ever show up in school?
Oh, but I do. My work finds me here at 5 a.m, and I don't leave until late in the evening.
No wonder we never see you.
Indeed.
What do you work on?
What do I work on? Well, only the most important work I believe I could engage in. Education.
I know you're a teacher. But...
Yes, and that is the point, really, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, if you can leave a class thinking the things you are learning are not important, then how much learning has actually taken place? You just go from assignment to assignment, test to test, pop quiz to pop quiz, and in the end, you're ready to toss out any evidence that learning has taken place. I consider myself a learning facilitator.
When you put it that way.
But what if I could make learning so personal and so engaging that you would remember the lesson for the rest of your life?
You could do that?
Come find out. Last period of school. I'm in the basement. Just follow the sounds.
That wasn't weird, was it?
I've never been in the basement.
Me either.
There's nothing down here.
Yes, I like people to think that.
Whoa!
Finished?
Wait. Okay, I'm good. No, seriously, I'm okay now.
Good. Moving on. Beyond those doors lies the work I've been working on since work began.
And how long is that?
Oh, about that long.
What?
Exactly. Now, before we begin, a pop quiz.
I thought we didn't have to take a quiz.
This is just to help me calibrate your educational experience. It's simple, really. Answer the questions to the best of your ability. And even if you fail, I will find a way to help you succeed by the time you are finished.
And all this will happen today?
Today.
Seriously?
I'm always serious. Except for those moments when I'm not.
It's like you're talking in circles.
Okay, let me ask you another question. Pete and Repeat were in a boat. Pete fell out. Who is left?
Repeat.
All right, if you insist. Pete and Repeat were in a boat. Pete fell out. Who is left?
Don't answer. We won't get anywhere.
Yes. Well, now, that was an example of speaking in circles.
Good example.
I thought so. Now, behind those doors, where the whirring, blipping, and other noisemakers are hard at work, is another world. One you could not expect. And one that will change the way you view history.
You sure are optimistic.
Why, thank you, I think. Behold the Heap Monera 2000.
The what?
The Heap Monera 2000, short for the Historic Enhancer by Means of Holographic Not Exactly Real Adventure 2000. Now, it's a rule that you have to put a fancy number at the end for any adventure to be taken seriously. Now, if I'd simply called it the Heap Monera, you would think this was all foolishness now, wouldn't you?
Do we have to answer that?
I suppose not. Now, on with the calibration test. Here are your number two pencils.
Mine doesn't seem to have an eraser.
Yeah, where's Bud?
No eraser here.
I threw them away. No need to erase. Your first response is all I need.
So, how did we do?
The good news is I now have the Heap Monera 2000 calibrated. The bad news is each of you missed every single question. Has anyone ever explained the purpose of study to you?
I wanted to change a couple of answers, but I didn't have an eraser.
That still doesn't answer the question about study.
Oh, I understand what study is. I just don't understand why it is so important.
Ah, yes, that does clear up a few things. All right, here's what you should know about the Heap Monera 2000. This is a hologram experience, so while things may look real inside the chamber, they are simply computer responses to a program I developed specifically to help you in this moment of history. You cannot be harmed inside the chamber by anyone you encounter. You are not interfering with history, and no, this is not time travel. It is a high-tech teaching toy that I believe will allow you to gain a great appreciation for history. So, are you ready? Step through the photo booth so I can put this in my scrapbook of important milestones.
A photo booth?
If I'm honest, I'm not a big fan of the name of your machine.
I have had my doubts about the name. Come up with something new. Frankly, I'm not much of a fan myself. Oh, and Mason. Here's a special watch I designed for the Heapmo whatchamacallit. It'll always tell you the time, date, and year you were visiting. All tied to my supercomputer. I call her Broomhilda 3 million.
Seriously?
There's that question again. A quick answer from time to time.
Well, let's see what this history lesson is like. Oh, and thanks for the watch.
Wait, I wasn't smiling.
Oh, and if I should show up from time to time? Don't worry, you won't recognize me until I'm gone. Just helping to move things along, you know.
What?
You are highly favored, John Williams. It would seem that your skills may be of particular use here on Governor's Island.
Thank you, sir. As my uncle Benjamin Franklin told me on our trips to Europe, I...
Yes, I'm aware of the family connection.
Indeed.
Now that we have entered the 1800s, we find it of utmost importance to ensure we can mount a defense for the harbor.
Yes, sir. A wise course of action. I will begin work on plans for a fort for Governor's Island and commence work as soon as is convenient.
Make it sooner.
I had no idea that Benjamin Franklin had a nephew who helped create a military fort.
Gotta admit, that was pretty cool.
What year is this?
How should I know?
Did you check the watch?
Funny, isn't it?
This casement fort's been used in battle and it's been around for more than 50 years.
Now it's used for Civil War prisoners from the South.
Well, hopefully it'll be over soon enough.
It's the year 1864.
Who's there? Come out at once.
Sorry, sir. We aren't looking for trouble.
Now, how did you get out here on Governor's Island?
Oh, there you are, children. You should probably come with me. These children are with you? They are.
Not sure the island's a good place for them right now.
Just glad they're safe. Come along, children.
I bet that was Mr. Donovan.
Where'd he go?
Are you new here?
What?
Just wondered if you were new. You don't have the scout uniform.
What date you got, Mason?
March 14th, 1966.
That's right, 1966. You fellows sure are acting peculiar.
Is this Castle Williams?
Sure it is, but this is a scouts meeting.
Yeah?
That's for boys. Maybe you forgot where the nursery is.
Excuse me?
So Castle Williams isn't a fort anymore?
Hasn't been for years. The Coast Guard operates the island now, but they say they're going to close it down. For now, we have a woodwork shop, scout meetings, and a nursery for families who live here.
Must be fun to live on the island.
Unless you're a girl.
Oh, sure. You can get on a ferry and go to New York anytime. But it's pretty keen to live here. I'm going to miss it.
Hello? Hello?
Huh. Man, it looks like a ghost town.
Like everyone just left.
What are you children doing here on the island? It's currently off limits.
What year is it, Mason?
Well, it's...
It's 1996. I'm part of the caretaker's detachment, so we take care of everything here. But it's not like the good old days. No, sir. A shame, really. This place used to be something special. We even had a landing strip for airplanes, right over there. And just look at the New York skyline. Just beautiful.
This really is an incredible island.
You should do something to keep it open.
Oh, they're trying. But it won't happen overnight. This place was developed as a military installation. But the Army outgrew it, and so did the Coast Guard. You know, someday I envision parks, paths, and people all over this island.
Wouldn't people want to live here?
Oh, I'm sure they would, but there's too much history on the island, and the people should have the opportunity to appreciate it the way it was. I would love to see that day.
Hey, where'd he go?
Mr. Donovan.
For those who may be curious, the watch moved to 2010.
The state of New York views Governor's Island as the birthplace of our great state back in 1624. The earliest military uses for the island saw Britain repelled during the American Revolution in 1776. Dutch settlers referred to the island as Nut Island. This is likely due to the large amount of hickory and other nut-bearing trees on the island. In the early 1900s, the Army Corps of Engineers brought fill dirt from the developing subway system in New York to expand Governor's Island. Nearly 5 million cubic yards caused the island to grow from 69 acres to 172 acres. Castle Williams is being rehabilitated and will open to the public. We now have a high school on the island, along with a campus for a regional university. This is Governor's Island, and we are glad to open this beautiful island to use all.
Okay, Mr. Donovan, we know it's you. Come on and admit it.
Excuse me, are you looking for someone?
You can stop pretending. We know it's you.
You must have me confused with someone else, right?
Come on, all those facts you gave, they had to come from a teacher.
It's clear to see that you're confused, but I've got another tour scheduled, and I would...
No, that's okay. I think that we were mistaken.
The state of New York views Governor's Island as the birthplace of our great state back in 1624. The earliest military uses for the island saw Britain repelled during the American Revolution.
Oh, welcome back. So much to learn in 8 minutes. I can get you back to Coach Oliver's class if you like.
Nah, we're good.
Yeah, don't we have to retake a test?
I think I'm ready for it.
Ah, yes, that would help me defend my educational theories. And to you, my fearsome threesome, I must apologize. I expect that future adventures will be longer, but since this was the maiden voyage, as it were, I managed a more controlled experiment. I'm pleased to say you all seem whole and safe, for the most part. And now to your brain. That's the next big test. Speaking of which, you have 5 minutes to answer all 10 questions on Governor's Island, starting now. Let's see. Yes. Good. Well done. Brilliant. And in the end, all of you went from 0 questions correct to 100%, and it took just 8 minutes.
It felt a lot longer.
Yes, I call it hologram lag. Sorry for any inconvenience.
You said something about a longer adventure.
Ah, so you're interested in trying this again, are you?
Absolutely.
In a heartbeat.
Can we go again? Right now?
Absolutely not. In a heartbeat right now.
That didn't make any sense.
She's right.
Are you sure?
Just one question. Why can't we try again, Mr. Donovan?
My goodness! It takes a while to write and prepare each program. This isn't some fancy-schmancy video game. On second thought, it's more like what it is than anything else.
It was fun.
Glad to hear it.
And I'm certain I'll do better on the history test.
That was the goal.
How do you top what we've already been through?
Well, I will need to write a storyline, add appropriate characters, and perhaps throw in greater mystery.
Like what?
What if I were to make your test the basis for finding clues to a mystery? What if I were to create talking rocks, singing squirrels, or card-playing dogs?
You could do that?
Possible? Yes.
Could you make a plate of never-ending bacon?
I'd love that.
Yes, but I probably wouldn't. So, Bailey, what did you learn?
Learn?
Yes, that usually follows teaching.
That Governor's Island has a very unique military history.
True, true. Not the most remarkable takeaway, but I see where you're going. And you, Dex, what did you learn?
Well, I love the story of John Williams, the nephew of Benjamin Franklin. I wonder if Ben helped John with the design of Castle Williams.
Answer me a question, Dex. When was Castle Williams complete?
1811.
Very good. Now, would it help to know that Benjamin Franklin died in 1790?
So, John Williams did it all on his own?
It would appear so. Next, Mason, your educational adventure.
The people of New York have always looked for ways to save Governor's Island.
They have, and art shops, sports events, society gatherings, and historical tours help make Governor's Island a place that exists today within sight of New York, but something that also seems worlds away. Okay, one last question. Is history as boring to you as it was 20 minutes ago?
No.
No.
Yes. Wait, no.
Now, your parents were notified of this experiment this morning, and each gave their approval, which I am grateful for, by the way. However, I must ask for your cooperation in one area. You must never tell other students about the Hebnomera 2000. This is still in the testing phase, and it should never be used as a toy.
So I can't even tell my best friend?
Not even your worst friend.
What about my mom?
She already knows.
My pet fluffy bunny that I don't own.
Hmm. Let me get back to you.
My dog?
He's not likely to speak. Okay. Official ruling, I can make exception for family pets, including pet fluffy bunnies you don't own, as long as you're out of earshot of others who may be lurking nearby. This rule is subject to change without notice, not valid in all states. Void where prohibited by law.
Is that fair?
Well, it is my Hypnomera 2000.
By the way, we've been thinking about the name of your machine.
Really?
Yes. And we think it should be changed to Mystery on History.
Or Mo for short.
Oh, I can't do that.
Why not?
I'd have to call it Mo 2.0. Not only does it rhyme nicely and is far shorter than Hypnomera 2000, but it also differentiates between my first version of the program.
What was that like?
Mind you, I only used it on myself, but at worst, I interacted with historic stick figures, and at best, moderately complete cartoon version of stick figures. The new version allows you to interact seamlessly with people that actually look like people, and places that actually look like places, and fluffy bunnies that actually look like fluffy bunnies. Sorry, did I get carried away again? Not uncommon, actually.
So, can you tell us about our next adventure?
It will be in the hologram chamber.
No, I think he means where will we be going?
Fine question. And one only you can answer.
What do you mean?
Here's a palette I prepared for just such an emergency. Look at the choices and make your selection now.
The history of Fort Robinson, Nebraska.
The history of the Aerocar.
The history of polyester.
Riveting choices, I know. Make your selection and hand in your ballots. Yes. Well, that is a surprise.
So, where are we going?
To the Penny Carnival.
No, for our next history lesson.
It seems that surprises are so underrated.
Well, I know what I voted for.
Brilliant, Mason. It proves you have a good memory.
I'm not sure that's what he meant.
I think my problem is you all seem to speak with a dialect of thinly veiled sarcasm I have trouble translating from time to time. I'm working on it. Maybe you can, too.
Sorry, Mr. Donovan.
Now, that time, I understood you perfectly. How utterly refreshing.
So, will we see you around school?
Probably not. I'll be rather busy working on the next phase of your educational adventure. Besides, I do have many other inventions I am working on. Be aware, I will be on the intercom tomorrow morning describing the taste-tempting cafeteria menu item known as Pigs in a Blanket. Don't know if you're aware of it, but they aren't actually pigs. And the blanket is actually a roll of processed white flour dough.
No.
There's that pesky dialect again. Not sure I understood.
This will take some work.
Glad you recognized it, Mason. I expect there will be improvement by our next airborne adventure.
Was that a hint?
I fear I've said too much already.
He did say airborne, right?
So much for the history of polyester.
You've been listening to the Misfits audio presentation, Dudley Junction, A History Engaged. Our cast includes Nancy Kazerman as Mrs. Brooks, Glenn Haskell as Mr. Donovan, John Williams, and Private Dixon, Ryan Haskell as Dex, Monty Klecker as Mason, Destiny Garza as Bailey, Joe Stofko as General, Billy Flynn as Private Danforth and Tour Guide, Ben Childs as Billy. Dudley Junction, A History Engaged was written, produced, and mixed by Glenn Haskell with creative input from Ryan Haskell, Monty Klecker, and Destiny Garza. Executive producer and webmaster, Captain John Tetrazak. Theme music, Call to Adventure by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. Dudley Junction, A History Engaged was developed as a creative way to share history while allowing mentoring in audio drama to take place among our young cast members. Their interaction and creativity will be reflected in the subject matter and direction of each episode. Governor's Island and Castle William are both real places with a great story. Feel free to use your favorite search engine to check our facts. You may want to make this beautiful location a stop on your next trip to New York. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. Any similarities to historical figures was intended, although dialogue and remaining characters were entirely fictional. I'm your narrator, Mo 2.0. This is an original production by Misfits Audio. Copyright 2014. All rights reserved.